चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
Global FDI flows projected to plunge 40% in 2020, UNCTAD. Global foreign direct investment flows are forecast to decrease up by 40% in 2020 from their 2019 value of $1.54 trillion, according to the UNCTAD World's Investment Report 2020. This will bring FDI below $1 trillion for the first time since 2005. In addition, FDI is projected to decrease by further 5-10% in 2021 and initiate a recovery in 2022, the report says. The outlook is highly uncertain. Prospects depend on the duration of the health crisis and the effectiveness of the policies mitigating the pandemic economic effects, said UNCTAD Secretary General Mukhisa Kitayui. The pandemic is supply, demand and policy shock for FDI. The lockdown measures are slowly down existing investment projects. The prospect of a deep recession will lead multinational enterprises to reassess new projects. Policy measures taken by the government during this crisis include new investment restrictions. Investment flows are expected to slowly recover starting 2022, led by global value chain reconstructing for resilience, replenishment and capital stock and recovery of the global economy. Early indicators confirm the immediacy of the impact. Both new greenfield investment project announcement and cross-border mergers and acquisition dropped by more than 50% in the first month of 2020 compared with the last year. In a global project finance, an important source of investment in infrastructure project, new deals fell by more than 40%. The impact, although severe everywhere, varies by the region. Developing economies are expected to see the biggest fall in FDI because they rely more on investment in GVC-intensive and extractive industries, which have been severely hit, and because they are not able to put in place the same economy support measure as development countries, said James Jan, UNCTAD Director of Investment and Enterprises. Despite the drastic decline in global FDI flow during the crisis, the international production system will continue to play an important role in economic recovery and development. Global FDI flows will always continue to add the existing FDI stock, which stood at $37 trillion at the end of 2019, said Zan. Global FDI flows rose modestly in 2019 following the sizable declines registered in 2017 and 2018 at $1.54 trillion inflows were 3% up. The rise in FDI was mainly the result of higher flows to developed economies as the impact of 2017 tax reforms in the United States waned. Flows to transition economies also increased, while those to developing economies declined marginally. FDI flows to structurally weak, vulnerable, and small economies remained stable overall, declining by only 1%.